Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's World Cup time. Yeah. Come on. I'm feigning interest.
I'm sorry. Notice. I could tell, yeah.
But there's a couple of angles here that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to midriffs.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
That's what I thought you
mid-riff.
Said. Midriff. Yeah.
Well, you know what a riff is.
Yes.
That's something you play on a guitar. Get it? They're the host, or whatever their name is. Cutter.
Cutter. So it's
Gatter,
George H.W. Cutter.
Quatur.
Yeah.
Kacker.
Now he's making up stuff.
Maybe.
Could be.
Or just saying it in a different language. All right. 8736 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. So, World Soccer, the World Cup, big deal for a lot of people. Okay, good for you. I haven't embraced it. I'm not opposed to it per se, but how did Qatar or Qatar or whatever you want to call that country, how did they become the host? And the reason I ask that is, but you know, they have very strict rules and policies there on how you dress, your behavior, and everything else. So they're having this like LGBTQ resistance or whatever you want to call it. The Brits are in on it. I believe we're in on it. Mm-hmm. In fact, the United States men's national team redesigned the World Cup team logo to add rainbow LGBTQ color stripes in response to the host nation Qatar's stance against homosexuality. So why would they, who chose them as the host?
And who didn't know that already?
Right.
Hello.
Right. It's me. Right.
You're bloody well right.
Right, mate.
You got a bloody right to say.
All right, Super Tramp, settle down.
Okay.
It's the name of a band. I'm not saying anything derogatory.
No.
Toy Greg.
You got to explain it. Yeah. You know.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, they're changing the logo and they're all, you know, pro-LGBTQ, which, okay, you know, you're looking out for other people's rights. You don't want them diminished and stuff. Okay, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But again, if you're against what Qatar, the country, what they're about, I don't understand why that they would be a host country for it. And like, here's another story. The tournament promises to be like no other, with strict laws governing Qatar that could come back, could come as a shock to visitors. And they're showing some of these attractive young women who I can see their belly buttons. I don't know if that's, well, that is for the,
that's what,
look,
I'm saying.
Your shoulder, your bare shoulder.
Can't be doing that.
That is an issue. I'm not making that up.
No.
Okay, I see a Brazilian girl there. And I know it because
I don't want to know about the Brazilian.
It says it on her shirt, Greg.
Oh, okay.
They're not even showing her whether she has a lift or not.
Okay.
That's not even,
all
I
right.
can't even tell.
Okay.
All right. And another girl with a swimsuit top on. Temperatures are set to soar. And fans must remember to keep their kits on. This is from the UK.
I was going to say that sounds
their
very
kits.
Brit. Yeah.
What does that mean? Their kits. Like your clothes, your outfit. I guess it means outfit. And dress appropriately. Despite the sweltering conditions, female supporters must be particularly careful about their clothing choices. More careful than the men? Yeah. Oh, no misogyny there. No double standard. Again, I ask the question, why and who gave them the power to be the host of this big event? To me, it would be an honor to host that event. And
sure.
You know it's a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
So, I asked the question, why would you allow that? Then you must be telling me that whoever the World Soccer, their organization or whatever, that they have, that they're not looking out for gay rights. They're not looking out for women's equal rights.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody just totally ignorant of how things are in that part of the world. Just don't know. I don't mean ignorant in a bad way. I mean, they just don't know.
So it leads you to think, okay, so how did that country get it? Well, if they really wanted it, maybe there was a little cash-a-rooney, spread a little cash around. Because, again, like I say, why else would you do it? You know there's going to be some controversies.
Absolutely.
And why would the host country want to, like, have to deal with that? Because, you can have your own rules. You're your own country. I'll respect that sovereignty. But we don't have to spend money or send a team or do any of that if it goes against what we believe in.
Right.
But, oh, no. No. We just go right along with it. But the country themselves, if they try to crack down on people, that's not going to bode well either. I mean, are they looking for tourists down the road here? I mean, is this, you want to be an inviting place? Or will this be the last, like, major world event that you ever are able to host?
But they're not going to change their feelings and morals just because games are coming to town.
Right.
It's who they are. It's what they believe.
I just don't understand why, you know, how it got to this point to where they were chosen. According to Gutter's legal code, things considered harmless in the UK, like public displays of affection or wearing revealing clothes, can be grounds for arrest. FIFA, that's the organization, has already warned fans that the shoulders must be covered in public. Can you imagine that? And Gutter has its own set of strict rules for women in public places in the country. And do you want to be the poster child for I went against the rules?
No.
Not in a country like that.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Don't want to be the first. They'll make an example of you, shall we say.
Again, I ask the question, why are we having this here? Who awarded that and why?
Mm-hmm.
And you want people to be arrested because they exposed a shoulder? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Roy, you're on the air.
Well, yeah, this sounds like one of those weird places that just totally anti-normal. So why would the group that soccer group going there, why would they even go? Because you got all this homosexual, you know, the trans, the LGBTQ alphabet soup, as I refer to it, having their requirements, but yet this country doesn't recognize that anyway. So why would you go there? I just don't agree with the idea of even going to a place like that.
Yeah.
Somebody had to sign off on it.
Exactly.
Way up the chain.
Yeah. And so, who did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's another story. As the soccer world prepares for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, many are warning fans that things, could get you arrested while attending the games in a strict Muslim country. British authorities released a list of items you should leave home as they pack for Qatar.
Read the list in your head before you read it out loud.
Importing drugs,
mm-hmm.
alcohol,
mm-hmm.
pornography,
mm-hmm.
pork products.
Makes sense.
Really? This pork, beef jerky has
Muslims.
Some pork in it?
Muslims, pork.
But for personal consumption. You can't even have it around? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And religious books and material. What?
They don't want you proselytizing the Muslim people.
What if you're a Muslim and you're bringing the Quran?
Well, they're talking about their non
other things. Religious
other
books.
Religions.
Yes. Oh, yes. But it doesn't say that.
Yes.
Because
they mean the Bible, basically, is what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Qatar, I know I say their name different every time because that's what you're supposed to do. they noted that beer will be sold to fans in designated areas, but alcohol, which, of course, is in beer. Maybe they don't know that.
Shh. They don't know.
But alcohol of any kind is prohibited outside those areas.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be in a designated area.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching you.
Oh, there you
are. Alky, porno, misbehaving, shoulder-bearing, bad people.
I think that was a quote, actually.
You might be. All right, good times in Qatar, Qatar. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Much more to come. Hang on. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky or on the Odyssey app at UDACY Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.